Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Ow. Okay, no, that, I'm just trying to do the Cardi B. Ow.
Oh, God, no.
It sounded more like a dying cat. Yes. Meow.
No,
it's getting worse.
No, anyway,
we have huge news from Cardi B and has everything to do with her personal life because she just announced that she is pregnant with her fourth child.
Well, yes, I am. I'm having a baby with my boyfriend, Stefan Diggs.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. How are you feeling about that? And that this will be baby number four for you, Cardi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm excited. I'm happy. I feel like I'm in a good space. I feel very strong. I feel very powerful that I'm doing all this work, but I'm doing all this work while I'm creating a baby. Me and my man were very supportive of each other.
You know, there was all sorts of speculation. Is she not? Did you decide that you weren't ready to talk about it? What was your thinking there? Why did you think, okay, now I'm going to talk about it?
By the way, now that I talked about it, y'all better get my album. Y'all wanted to know, right? Now y'all know. Now y'all could buy my album so I could buy Pampers and diapers and all that type of stuff. I told y'all, now go support my album because yes. I'm a mother of four now.
Yes.
But no, I just was like, can I just say it on my own time? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not hiding.
Yeah, on my own time.
Like, on my own time. Yeah, it's like, is that on my own terms?
Yeah, what an odd question to ask.
Yeah.
Like, you're pregnant, you're about to have a baby, and why did you keep that secret? Because I wanted to?
Yeah. That did feel like an odd question from Gail, because it's like...
Like, we're not entitled to anything.
Absolutely not. You. Nobody is... owed that knowledge. Right. Like, this is, you are growing a human. This is your body. You know what the pregnancy has been like. So, yeah, on your time, when you're ready to let the world know, or dude, if you want to go all the way until you're in the hospital giving birth, and then if you even want to wait months after that, you ain't got to tell nobody nothing.
I guess there's a sense of entitlement knowing that Cardi B talks about everything, right?
Yeah.
She don't care. It's just coming out of her mouth, and that's what her fans are used to.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that she decided to hold on to this one, they feel like, oh, how could you betray us by not mm-hmm. telling us earlier? No, it doesn't work like that.
It's her personal life, yeah. And she's owed that. The only thing she's owed is to tell you when her new album is coming out, which I believe she's selling for like $9.99, which is pretty inexpensive in this economy, and the fact that she is going on tour. So she's going to go straight from the maternity ward, it looks like, to Acrisure Arena in Palm Desert, California, which is where it's going to take off. And then she's going to be on tour through April. And guess where it's ending? Atlanta, Georgia at State Farm Arena, okay. Which is sure to be a pretty rowdy night. So.
That's insane.
What?
To go from having a baby to a tour like that? Are you kidding me? I could barely function.
I think she just told you why.
I mean,
she got mouths to feed, man. And this is very strategic. Had the last one in Atlanta, so all I got to do is go right up the street to my house.
Wait, she lives in Atlanta?
Yeah.
She does live in Atlanta.
I didn't know this.
Oh, I know exactly where her house is. I'll show you one day.
Okay, yeah. Let's go knock on her door and see if she wants to hang out.
It's actually in your vicinity.
I'm neighbors with Cardi B.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's so sick.
The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
There's drama in the late night TV world because Jimmy Kimmel Live has been indefinitely paused by ABC following a monologue that he delivered on September 15th, 2025. This has everything to do with the shooting of Charlie Kirk. If you somehow have missed this news, he is a conservative activist that was shot and killed on September 10th at Utah Valley University. There's already been a suspect that has turned himself in and charged with aggravated murder. But in the monologue that was delivered about 5 days after that, Jimmy Kimmel criticized how some people in the MAGA movement were responding to the killing of Charlie Kirk.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the finger pointing, there was grieving. On Friday, the White House flew the flags at half staff, which got some criticism. But on a human level, you can see how hard the president is taking this.
My condolences on the loss of your friend Charlie Kirk. May I ask, sir, personally, how are you holding up over the last day and a half, sir?
I think very good. And by the way, right there, you see all the trucks? They just started construction of the new ballroom for the White House.
Yes. He's at the fourth stage of grief.
So the FCC chair, Brendan Carr, has condemned Kimmel's comments, describing them as, quote, the sickest conduct possible, and suggested that he might take regulatory action against ABC and Disney since the FCC has powers related to broadcast licenses. Nexstar Media Group, which owns many TV stations, including ABC affiliates, said its ABC affiliates would preempt the show for the foreseeable future. And for now, it has been indefinitely paused by ABC.
I feel so utterly confused on exactly how I feel about this whole thing, because I think we're talking about not the same situation. What we're talking about is freedom of speech here. As I said a couple of days ago, Charlie Kirk in this country can say what Charlie Kirk wanted to say and was killed for that. That is not a pillar of democracy. Now, Jimmy Kimmel making a rather bad joke, to be honest with you. But he's got the right to do that. And now to be threatened with his job and the hundreds of other jobs for making a bad joke or making a decision to have an opinion on it, it's not exactly really what he said. It's the right in this country to be able to say it. And it makes me very sad. Even today, as we're talking about it, I'm nervous to even have an opinion about having an opinion about it. We got an email earlier this morning from somebody in management saying, like, hey, just stick to the facts when it comes to this, because obvious, and I don't blame them for sending this to us at all. Mm-mm. Because they have to protect the company as well. I do not blame them. But now we are in a place where we have to pick and choose our words so carefully, and we get penalized. You could lose your job for having an opinion now and saying it publicly. I just feel like I feel deflated because a man lost his life. There is a woman now with two kids that don't have a father for speaking his truth. And now we've got a guy that has lost his show, and there are hundreds of people that don't have their jobs also for speaking his truth, but also having the right to be able to do that. And this is the thing that Charlie Kirk was fighting for. He was fighting for debate, and he was fighting for you to be able to say what you wanted, if you agreed with it or not. So the whole thing has me feeling so weird this morning.
Yeah, and I to tack on to what you said there, because that's the exact same boat I'm in. And it's you've been feeling the pressure over the years that it felt like it used to be just common sense, what's the right thing to say and what's a wrong thing to say. But now everything is so muddied that when I got that email from management, I come in like, I'm not going to say terrified, but like, I don't know what I can and cannot say. And you we're supposed to have opinions. Like, that's why we're here, is to share our opinions and spark debate. But now everything has gotten so contentious, right? And everything is so divisive, and everything is so vitriolic, and everything you say is taken out of context. And then not only is it taken out of context, but then it's twisted. And I feel like your own personal truth can get bastardized into like something that it never was intended when it came out your mouth. So every day it's like an internal, it's an eternal mental battle in your brain of like, what am I going to, not only what am I going to say, how am I going to say it? Can I, like, whose feelings am I going to hurt? Is this going to be misconstrued? Are my words going to get twisted? And it's exhausting.
We will lose listeners today from what we just said. It will happen. I will get DMs from people that don't agree with what I just said that might not even hear the segment. We saw this a couple of days ago also, people complaining that only saw clips of a video and started complaining, saying they were never listening. And then when I challenged them, did you hear the segment? They would say no. I will also like to piggyback on this, saying that I was pleasantly surprised, actually, by some of the debate I had on Instagram the other day with people actually listening to each other. Me saying how I feel, people saying how they feel, and we met somewhere in the middle and said, hey, thank you for your time. It literally happened, right? But as I walked in here today, I'm exhausted, you guys. I'm tired. Do we talk about things? Do we not talk about things? It's just where I'm at a place now where I walked in here this morning, this is just a microcosm of the audience that Jimmy Kimmel and the amount of people that he employs. But if we say one bad thing like this and I lose my job, there are dozens, if not 100 people around the country that lose their jobs also in different markets that are running boards for us and are producing our show. They lose also. So when I walk in here, I'm like, I want to be true to myself and talk about things that are happening in the country, but I also feel like we're living in a time where I'm handcuffed to do that.
It's the internal struggle, right? Like, you feel irresponsible for not talking about it, and then you also feel irresponsible for talking about it. And it's like, you can't win.
And I've seen a lot of commentary about freedom of speech. And I mean, I agree. I think whatever your opinion is, you deserve the right to be able to share it without threat of violence or murder or death.
Or losing your job.
Yeah. Well, here's my point. Freedom of speech only protects against retaliation from the government and government interference. It does not protect you against corporations. Mm. So freedom of speech does not mean freedom from consequence. It means freedom from government interference and retaliation. So whether or not you agree with ABC's decision, it is within their rights to take that step. I personally think that when the media starts getting censored, that's a different conversation we need to have around the country. And those are indicators of different big things at large happening that I don't necessarily think is great for our country. But when you're talking about freedom of speech, you have to know it only applies to the government.
I have a dumb person question. Is the FCC is owned by the government, right? So if they say like, oh, we feel this way about his opinions or his monologue, then ABC basically is listening to that. And I guess it is sort of like government retaliation, no?
So the FCC gives out licenses, right? And if you are not working within the interest, the best interest of the people, then the FCC can say, hey, we're going to pull your license.
Gotcha.
Okay. I'm just exhausted by the whole thing, to be honest with you. I just don't. I hate coming in here and having to pick and choose my words so carefully, but I feel like that's where we are right now. When I walked in here this morning, I'm like, is there anything that I can say that would bridge the gap between people to make this more of a positive? And I can't. I just really, like, I feel like we're at a turning point now where literally you are not only being penalized for what you are saying in a whole bunch of different ways, but you can't say it because nobody is listening to each other. And I know that is a cliche right there, but is absolutely the truth. Politically, I am right in the middle, man, which makes me the worst for a lot of people because I'm considered a coward. I won't pick a side. And no, I won't, because that's not authentically who I am, right? But even by saying that, I know I'm going to get DMs today from people saying I am never listening to you again because you're not a blank or a blank.
And the problem is, not only are we not listening to each other, but what I've realized recently within the past like week, honestly, is that, and I'm not saying this is, anyone is right or wrong, but people in this country are living two different realities, and we can both look at like a blade of grass and some will be like, that's light green, and others will be like, it's yellow. We're just not seeing it the same way. And I think it's very hard when your reality is your absolute truth to understand it's not someone else's absolute truth. And it's been very educational for me. And I also have had conversations online, Bert, with people with opposing views, and they've ended in very nice, like, hey, we're not going to agree. But at the end of the day, what we do agree on is we really just want what's best for humanity.
Yeah, and I will give myself a little bit of credit here, is that I understand how the algorithm works. And I hope you guys understand how it works also. They are trying to keep you online. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, they make money from the revenue of the ads that your eyes see. So they are trying to keep you online. So when you like something on the right or you like something on the left, the algorithm is saying, oh, you know what's going to keep them online longer? Is me continuing to feed them content from something that I already know they like. So it makes our view of the world in such a vacuum now that when somebody says something that you clearly have been digesting differently for weeks, if not months, you think they are crazy. So you have to purposely go out of your comfort zone and go seek out other sides. I will be honest with you. I had to seek out Charlie Kirk months and months and months ago when my son started bringing him up. I started seeking him out. He is not somebody that would normally show up in my algorithm, but I had to go ahead and seek him out just so I would get a balanced view of what was going on in the world, right? If you don't do that, this is what happens to us, is that we are thinking everybody else is crazy because the world looks very differently to us than it does everybody else. That's part of the problem.
Yeah, and I think the more we can open our eyes, the better.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Next time you go to Publix, you're not going to see Ben & Jerry's on the shelf. You're just going to see Ben's, because Jerry of Ben & Jerry's has resigned from the company he co-founded with Ben Cohen back in 1978. So on September 16th, so this was 2 days ago, Jerry announced that he is resigning because he feels he can no longer stay with the parent company in good conscience. So I guess back in 2000, when the merger agreement happened between them and the parent company, there was an agreement where they were able to have the independence to be able to speak out about certain social issues, which I feel like is, it goes hand in hand with Ben and Jerry's. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows they've been very outspoken about certain stances. And so he's claimed that over time, this independence has been eroded by their parent company. He's saying that he has been silenced or blocked from making certain statements or advocating for certain groups or making donations for various social and political issues. Some of these points of contention include the company's ability to post on social media, its stances related to civil rights, LGBTQ plus rights, and the Israel-Palestine conflict. Mm-hmm. There have apparently been several legal disputes, including alleging suppression of voices and removal of leadership related to social activism. So yeah, Jerry of Ben & Jerry's is no more.
A friend of the Bert Show, Mara Davis, who I follow on social media, she posted about this, and she was shared what she had sent to Ben & Jerry's and was like, hey, Jerry, go off and start your own ice cream company called Just Jerry's, and then say and talk whatever you want to do. And there's tons of ice creams, I guess, Ben & Jerry's Jerry have done tons of ice creams dedicated to dudes. Like, there's a lot of, like, whether it's Fallon or Kimmel, or there's a bunch of men that they, Dave Matthews, I guess they've done a bunch of ice cream flavors around them. And she's like, hey, start doing some more ice cream flavors around women.
No, one of my favorite Ben and Jerry's flavors is, it's based off, not based off a woman, but she's on the cover. I can't remember what her name is. She's a director, but it's like, it's cookie dough with caramel and a graham cracker swirl. It is so good. If you know, you know.
You need to find me the name of that. That is heaven.
It's like caramel, delightful cookie dough blast. And there's a beautiful woman on the front. So you can support women and good ice cream. But maybe if you don't agree with the stance from their parent company, maybe you just need to switch over to Jenny's or something.
It's also complicated now. It's also complicated.
So complicated.
Oh, it's Ava DuVernay.
Yes.
Ava DuVernay.
It's so good. Okay, well, in good news, an arrest has been made in that Beyonce music, the hard drive that was stolen. Do you remember this story? It was a couple of weeks back or a couple of months back when Beyonce was actually in Atlanta. Somebody on her team had parked their car at Krog Street Market and someone broke into it.
Oh, yeah.
And they allegedly stole some of Beyonce's unreleased music. So, of course, the rental car, again, was parked in the deck, broken into. And the car was driven by Beyonce's choreographer and a dancer. So some of the jump drives have been taken. A MacBook Pro was taken, and they have arrested a suspect named Kelvin Evans. And it's not clear yet whether or not they've actually gotten back some of the music. So if you start hearing some music on TikTok that sounds a little bit like Beyonce, it might be coming from the suspect and his accomplices. Yeah. His accomplices.
The last update I saw, and maybe there's a new one, but the last one I saw is that he had been arrested, but they had not acquired any of the hard drives that were in that briefcase.
So I just wonder, like, where is it?
Right.
What are they doing with it? Is somebody's just enjoying Beyonce's next album alone by themselves on a encrypted computer.
Here, Bird Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
Speaking of cheating, one of the biggest cheating scandals in the entertainment industry happened in 2022. Do you guys remember when Wife Guy, aka Ned Fulmer of the Try Guys, was caught in an affair with one of his employees? This was a huge scandal because Ned Fulmer, if you don't know anything about the Try Guys, they spawned off from BuzzFeed, and they're like these lovable guy next doors that do these, you know, sketches or bits or whatever. And Ned was known as the guy who was such a family man. He and his wife have a beautiful love story. And I think they just kind of had this relationship that everybody really, really idolized. So when it came out that this was all a public persona because he was having infidelity with someone that he worked with, it was very, very shocking. And it pretty much tanked his career because then he had to leave the Try Guys. So now after 3 years, he has come out with a new podcast. And he's already been caught in a little bit of a lie because TMZ put out a quote from him that said that he and his wife's relationship was stronger than ever before. And then a couple hours later, they reported the fact that these two are actually separated. They are no longer in a relationship. So if you go on social media right now, you're going to see a lot of very uncomfortable podcast clips getting circulated of them talking about the infidelity. And based off of his wife's experience in this podcast, it is very clear there is still a lot of open wounds in this relationship.
Not only did you having an affair just, it shattered our marriage, but it also, like, all of that guilt and shame, you, like, hoisted that on me. Like, you gave that to me. And now I have to carry that around for the rest of my life.
I don't think it's fair that as a society, you're put in that position. It's certainly not true. And no, it's not something that I imagined as I was doing that. I think none of it was.
We're all like, who is society? We're like, you did this to your wife. Don't put this on us. Society wanted nothing to do with your affair. We wanted you to still be Wife Guy in the Try Guys and have a healthy relationship with Ariel.
So as I'm listening to this, and I know it's just a small clip of a greater conversation, and I think that's important people start remembering that in everything, but it feels like he's saying, no, I didn't do that. Is that what he saying? Like, no, I didn't put all my, like...
It feels a little bit like deflection.
Yeah.
Like... It's instead of it was my actions that made you feel this way. He's like, the taboo-ness of cheating has made you feel this way.
This is the classic narcissist manipulator playbook right here. Is that, what I did hurt, but I'm putting it on everybody else because your hurt is coming from more people than it's coming from me.
Because obviously these are...
anytime something like this happens, it's not black and white. It's very nuanced. And I think people need to realize that when you are, when you're cheated on, yes, you have your own feelings, right? Of whatever you're going through, whether it be like now you start thinking about like your self-worth is damaged and you start having like thoughts of inadequacies. Like, what did I do wrong? How did I cause this? Right. Et cetera. But then like she brings up a good point. On top of that, the person who is feeling this guilt and trauma and stuff are, that also gets placed on her shoulders. Mm-hmm. And not only is she dealing with her own emotions from it, but she's also having to deal with his emotions and his trauma from the situation he created. But in that clip, it sounded like he was like, yeah, no, I didn't do that.
And it's one of those things that, of course, when it first happens, you just want to deflect and deflect and deflect, because sitting with your own shame of realizing your actions have hurt somebody else really, really sucks. But at this point, it's been 3 years. I feel like they've been through couples counseling, to where I feel like there should be some kind of responsibility taken at this point. And so the overarching feeling from people after listening to this podcast is that it is deeply uncomfortable. So if you want some couples drama.
Yeah, that's what we need now. More deeply uncomfortable.
Deeply uncomfortable couples drama on Ned Fulmer's new podcast. And for more stories, you can head to our podcast on your favorite listening platform.
I have never dodged more negativity or tried to dodge more negativity in my life than I feel like I have been lately.
It's like the Matrix.
Yeah, like when we're hearing about tea and podcasts, when people are arguing and stuff like that, I feel like it is an endless fight to stay away from negativity now.
Yeah.
And I'm only saying that because based on what you said, if you like that kind of thing, this is the podcast for you. I am so trying to steer away from that right now. I'm so trying.
Here, Bird Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No